Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world at kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from my morning show, Tyler Russell, on KX93.5. Generational alt-rock on KX93.5. We're Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell, and we've got a busy morning of a lot of guests today. We're talking all about local brews, local grooves. It's the beer festival happening this Saturday at House of Blues Anaheim. Tickets still available at houseofblues.com/Anaheim, by the way. Featuring some of the music, some of the 17-plus bands that are performing at this thing on Saturday. So now we welcome Jimmy and Mike from Big Monsta in studio. How are you guys?
Doing good. How are you, Tyler?
Just get a little closer to that mic for me. Cool. So glad to have you in studio. You performed at this last October, so you're veterans of yes. Of the local brews, local grooves. And you guys were recently nominated for Best New Artist at OC Music Awards.
Absolutely.
So your do-it-yourself artistry is starting to kind of increase for you maybe a little.
We hope so.
Maybe you're feeling it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're just very independent and DIY, obviously. You know, we just like to have the liberty to record our own music and everything.
Yeah, and which is cool. You guys actually have your own studio, so you don't have to go find somebody that caters to your liking. You do it all yourself. So how does that work?
I started a studio maybe 4 or 5 years ago and always been friends with Jimmy. And at the time, I wasn't in Big Monsta, and he gave me his demos to like work on, and I was just like, all right, man, we need to re-record these. And so I hopped on the first record. Drummer didn't work out. I ended up playing drums. Then I'm in the band. So that's kind of how that worked out with Big Monsta. But that's just what we do for a living, is record other bands, support local music,
yeah,
do live sound, put on shows, just try to...
You make it all full circle.
I mean, yeah.
You record bands in order to be in a band.
Yeah.
A lot of people are, waiting tables or whatever, but you're actually supporting the local indie scene, which I think is really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what is Big Monsta all about for those that ask you, hey, what kind of music do you play, which you get all the time, I'm sure? How do you answer that?
Yeah, a lot of people think we're like a DJ group or a hip-hop artist. Obviously, the name kind of sounds like it. But, yeah. You know, we're very blues, rock-oriented. We're a power trio. You know, we all grew up loving classic rock, Motown, anything from that era. So we draw a lot of influences there. And, it's just a pleasure to share the stage and the recording studio with my best friends I've known for like over 10 years now.
Cool. So you grew up with these guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And where are you all from?
Huntington Beach.
Awesome. You went to Huntington High School and all that stuff?
You went to Edison.
I went to Edison and Huntington.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to Fountain Valley and Huntington.
So you've known each other for a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Does that cause... is that helpful or does it cause tension?
It's like a marriage.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. We have to openly talk about everything, whether it comes to finances or creativity,
yeah,
or anything like that. So yeah, it's very interesting that, you know, we're just like three grown men in a very open relationship with Big Monsta.
And what about that name, Big Monsta? Why did you choose that urban sounding moniker?
It was an inside joke with my our old guitar player, but I stuck with it because it's, you know, like I've said it before, it's kind of a dumb name. I'm not going to lie. But then again, it's kind of like Foo Fighters. That's a pretty dumb name too.
Sure.
But when you listen to the music, that's where people connect. So if people can look past the name, then I'm happy.
I think you're saying something very profound, actually, that you shouldn't judge a band by its cover.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because you want people to hear you for who you are, not for what your name is.
Exactly.
I like that.
Oh, that's deep. Appreciate it.
Please quote me on the pamphlet inside
yeah,
the CD.
Totally. I'm going to do it.
Speaking of which, you have a couple of releases out. Tell us about the EP and the full length that people can get.
Yeah, the full length is our first self-titled LP. We released it back in 2013. 9 songs. I got a... You know, we've written that about like 3 years ago, so we had a great time just having that out. And our most recent release is from 2014. That's Crooked Volume 1, and that is much more on the point with where we want to sound, which I'm very happy with. So
cool.
Hope you guys check it out. We're online and everything as well.
Awesome. Again, they are playing on the outside stage, 8 p.m.
Yes, sir.
This Saturday at House of Blues Anaheim for Local Brews, Local Grooves, which there still are tickets online at houseofblues.com/Anaheim. Over 20 beers, over 17 bands. Going to be really fun, and I'm excited about it. We're broadcasting live. So do you want to show us what you sound like? Play a tune for us.
Yes, this is a new song that we will be recording with our buddy John O'Brien, which he won Best Producer.
Yeah, I hear his name all the time.
He's a phenomenal engineer.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, we got lucky just to even hang out with him and see how he works, and it's just been really healthy.
Cool.
Yeah. So this song is called Come Back to Me, and
All right, Big Monsta live on KX93.5 whenever you're ready, man.
Call it a day, whatever you want. Find a new way, try what you say. It all comes along when we all don't mind. I can't deny it, get out and try, yeah. The day you're mine, Lord knows it's only a matter of time. How long you'll see that you will come back to me. Darling, you know that it will all be fine. I can't deny it, I won't fight it. Get out and go and get all that you need. All that you know, what you want it to be, yeah. The day you're mine, Lord knows it's only a matter of time. How long you'll see that you will come back to me, yeah. That you will come back to me, that you will come back to me.
Should I clap? Yeah, man. Nice job. Well done. Jimmy from Big Monsta in studio. Mike's here as well, the drummer of the band. What was the name of that one?
Come Back to Me.
Cool. And that's on the EP.
That will actually be released sometime this summer.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so that's more in the direction of where you want to go, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Let's play a song from your CD to take us out. And again, you can see these guys at Local Brews, Local Grooves at House of Blues Anaheim this Saturday. Do you want to do the intro to this song for us? What's this one?
This song is called The Broken Song. It's the last song off Crooked Volume 1, and it is the only piano song we have. And yeah, we hope you guys enjoy it.
Cool. Thanks, man, for taking some time.
Thank you, Tyler.
And again, we'll talk to Morgan Mallory, who's also playing at Local Brews, Local Grooves in a few minutes. We're going to debut Well Hung Heart's new single called Lights Out. They're the winners of Orange County Music Awards, another great local band. We've got a lot more to do this morning, so hang on.